Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it's Thursday here on the show. And you may not know what that means today because, man, we got a lot of updates we got to handle today. Yesterday was the prediction show. And we got to talk about that after the break. For the first time ever, I don't think you guys know this. Some of you might. We had a cliffhanger. So I'm going to tell you about that when we get back. We got to solve a problem here on this show today. And then in addition to that, we got all the news. We had Dynamite last night. A lot of stuff happening on that show leading to another specially branded Dynamite show this coming Wednesday, Maximum Carnage. We'll tell you about the lineup for that show, what they did last night. We got some, well, whatever ratings are going to be, we'll talk about whatever they're going to be. We got some numbers for Netflix, and also we're going to talk about what happened with NXT, because we'll probably find out more in a couple of days, but NXT did a sky-high number, and, you know, maybe it earned it, maybe it didn't. We're still waiting to find out. Also, updates on Malachi Black and Jeff Hardy. And as noted, a full recap of the Dynamite show. We got big shows coming up this weekend as well. So, a lot to get into. We'll probably take your feedback as well. For now, text message 425-780-7566. You know how many people tried to call the text message line yesterday during the prediction show? I try to tell you. But it doesn't work to call it. But it's 425-780-7566. F4WOnline at gmail.com, as well as F4WOnline Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. At Brian Alvarez on X and Blue Sky. Back in a moment with a lot more Observer Live.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. That's 800-773-5112.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently? And now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
And the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com.
You sound better.
What a day yesterday was, dude. God, I woke up yesterday, I was seemingly sick as a dog. And I think I wasn't actually sick. It could be very complicated, but yeah, it's weird.
Just depressed?
So, no, I thought I was sick.
He's got mono, everybody.
Listen, I felt terrible. I felt sick. And like as the day went on, it was like, because I like a couple of days ago, I don't really get many of these, but I got a canker sore inside my cheek right here, mm-hmm. and it hurts, and it's pretty big canker sore, and like I noticed the other day, like also right here. So anyway, I did a bunch of Googling, and I think that
swollen glands, is that what
I think basically my lymph node on that side got swollen because I have this canker sore. And so, like, my whole body, I just felt like it just felt terrible. So, anyway, I took a whole bunch of, I put some honey on it, got some antiseptic rinse, took a bunch of lysine.
And, lysine?
Feeling much better now. Much better now.
What's lysine?
It's a supplement. Mm. But the point is, I feel significantly better today. But the point is, I felt terrible yesterday.
A B12
and so,
shot?
Yesterday, I had to do the prediction show, mm-hmm. and then we had the debut of After Dark on Sports Byline. Oh my god, dude! We did the entire Observer Live show, no issues whatsoever. Okay, we've now been on the air here for 14 minutes. I connected 20 minutes ago, no issues whatsoever, dude. We go on Byline. The exact same setup we do for this show. Nothing, literally nothing has changed. And dude, we got kicked off so many times that finally we just like gave up. So for those of you that tried to listen on Sports Byline yesterday, I apologize. Like I cut it all up, sent it to Dom, and the replay aired last night and this morning. But man, like I'm not a conspiracy guy, but that was weird, dude. That was weird. We could not stay on the air for After Dark, but no problem today. No problem with Observer Live yesterday. So if it happens again next week, live, now I'm gonna be like mad. I was mad yesterday, but that was
just
weird.
No, you should get motivated. There's ghosts in that machine if it happens again next week. I mean, come on. If we do this show and then, again, an hour later, you do After Dark and everything goes all cattywampus, you got to investigate that.
You're right, I got to.
Yeah.
Dom, did you do any investigation? What did you determine?
I think it might have been, I'm telling you, it might have been the other show that is between Observer and what would be After Dark. They also use Tyline. I'm going to blame them.
All right. Well, they're going to have to be fired, Dom.
That's way too
much. I'm not
going
to accept
like
this
that.
For next week.
Who
anyway.
Is it Pharrell?
It's Pharrell, yeah. Not as easy to fire.
I don't want to talk about that old After Dark thing. Come on, pour me a beer.
Okay, don't fire the guy, but can you tell him how to disconnect his Tyline next time?
Yes, we will talk to them, yes.
I bet you anything that's not the problem, guys. It was just weird.
I hope that's actually not the problem.
If he learns how to disconnect his tie line and we still have this problem, it's going to be, I don't know, man. But anyway, then we had another problem.
What's that?
Well, we did the prediction show.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, it came down to three, basically. But I, you know, as a fair man, I threw mine out. So that left two winning predictions for 2024. One of them was Steven, who said, we will get a nice CM Punk. No reports of him causing any trouble. He'll be on his best behavior all year. That was correct. And then the other correct prediction was Kevin, who says, by the end of 2024, WWE would create a Saudi belt. Not a trophy, an actual belt, an actual championship belt that will be defended. So those were the only two correct predictions aside from mine, okay? So here's what we did. Asked everybody in the chat, you know, what do you think? And, you know, most of the chat was like, I think we got to go with those Saudi belts. I think that's got to be the winner.
Yeah.
So I put a poll on Twitter. And honestly, I either need to just like make my own decision next year, or like putting it on Twitter at the end of the show is not the right idea, because the least number of minutes Twitter will allow a poll is 5 minutes, and that's not enough time before the show goes off the air, number one. And number two, it's like I put it on Twitter, it goes out to any geek that's on Twitter or X at the time. They may not be listening to the show. They don't know what, you know, are we talking about? They don't know what's going on. They're just voting. Oh, Brian doesn't like CM Punk. I'll vote for him. So we should have done the poll on, you know, Twitch or something like that.
You know, there's another
if we
answer.
Were going to do it.
We could actually make it where, you know, then again, you'd actually have to plan something before the show where, you know.
I always plan.
You just set it up where we're going to run this for 24 hours after the show. That way, if you're listening to it on podcast, if you're listening to it on replay, you can actually put your vote in, have
but
a 24-hour poll.
It still allows the poll to be skewed by non-listeners.
Fair.
Okay? Right. And you know how it is with CM Punk. I mean, the point of this is...
Why does it always come down to CM Punk with
because
you?
Because that's the point, Mike. That's what people think. Oh, he hates CM Punk. They didn't even know... If you read the poll, I'm sure there were people that were like, oh, man, Brian's being a jerk. He doesn't think there's a chance that Punk can be, you know, a good sport the rest of this year. They don't even know what's going on. They're automatically going to vote for the Punk one because they think that I have a problem with Punk. And you know this by what you just said. So anyway, the point is, the poll, by the time we went off the air, when we went off the air, okay?
Yes.
When we went off the air. The winner was WWE creates a Saudi title. However, there were like seconds left when we went off the air. Literally like 18 seconds or something. And in that 18 seconds, a ton of votes came in. Why, I don't know. And when the poll officially ended, it was CM Punk having zero issues that won the poll. So the actual final results with 501 votes, zero CM Punk issues in 2024 got 52.1%, and WWE creates a Saudi title had 47.9%.
So you're saying you're upset Punk won?
I'm not upset. But, like, I went off the air saying that the Saudi title won. And then after the show ended, well, lo and behold, it turns out some last-minute votes put the Punk one over the edge. So...
Can I offer, though, some caution in what you're saying right
now? I'm not going to do any caution. I'm just going to tell you what's going to happen. Do you understand?
Okay. Well,
I'm going to tell you what's going to happen.
Go ahead.
I'm making this decision.
See, I knew it.
I'm making this decision.
I knew it.
Because, hey, are you buying the trophy?
Who?
No, I am. You're so I'm putting the money down to buy the trophy for the winner.
Listen to this.
Therefore,
it's his poll.
I am making the decision.
He's bragging about buying the trophy to give to you.
Yeah, because you know what? I actually buy trophies for the winners. Unlike Dave, I had to buy my own trophy for Best Book in the Observer Awards, which I won 3 times, by the way, and he still hasn't renamed the category in my honor.
For the same book?
No, two somehow. For the same book, but one was a newly expanded edition of the book. And the other was a completely different book.
I just like the idea that people...
Can I announce the winner already before we go to the break?
No, we're going to save it till after the break, because here's the thing. You're talking about you don't want people to vote for something on Twitter because it might skew things, and then you want the listeners to do it. Have you seen the pack of hyenas that's running around in the YouTube chat right now? You'd have
to put
it up to a vote of just the Twitch chat.
Hey, listen. I'm not a big fan of the YouTube chat. But you know what I can tell you about the YouTube chat?
What's that?
They're listeners.
They are.
So yeah, they should be allowed to vote.
Old ass Dinkins.
I'll announce the winner after the break, Observer Live.
Want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than $1 a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than $1 a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop. Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. we provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
You know, somebody makes a good point here. Before I was smart enough to turn off the comments on that Twitter poll, two people got through to comment.
Oh, no.
One of the guys was like, "Can't help but be a prick, can ya?" Why? Because I wrote something about CM. He didn't probably read it. He just probably saw I wrote something about CM Punk, so he presumed I was being a prick. He voted for Punk, and then here we are. Yeah, that's what happened. Go look. I was, like, so irritated I actually blocked him. I don't block anybody. But I saw that one, and I was like, brother, you're out of here, you numbskull. But anyway.
How are your Blue Sky Adventures doing,
anyway,
by the way?
They didn't. The point is this, Mike, please.
Okay.
The point of this is,
go ahead.
At the end of the day, we had two predictions here. It was neck and neck. I think the only fair thing is to go with the third prediction, which is mine, and declare that I am the winner of the 2020. Is that not fair? Is it not?
Mm-mm-mm.
Do I need to put that one up?
I think you should. We still got enough time. Do we have enough time? If we only had time. We got 34 more minutes. You could do another poll. Put it up on Twitter. Put it up on Blue Sky. Put it in Twitch.
No.
Put it on YouTube.
The answer,
you can do a YouTube one. Go ahead.
The answer here, everybody, is that at the end of the day, we basically did have a tie. And so my ruling is that both of these predictions will be the co-winners of the 2024 prediction contest. And so I will be sending the trophy to, in fact, both of these individuals, Steven and Kevin, and maybe myself as well. And congratulations to both of you, which, by the way, means that as a result of being a co-winner, Steven is the first back-to-back prediction winner in the history of the Wrestling Observer Live F4WOnline.com prediction contest. So a big congratulations to Steven. You are a co-winner, and you are a two-time winner. And congratulations. So there you go. That's the answer. Next year, I'll make sure this doesn't happen.
Yeah, well, yeah, definitely. Congratulations to both of you. And I know how things work around here. And that means there's no shot of raises because right now Brian's got to buy two trophies.
No,
which is
that's
why
not true.
He doesn't want this to happen.
That's not
year.
True. I'm going to buy one trophy and I'm going to cut it in half.
That's...
So, congratulations, you guys.
Who gets the? Never mind.
A winner is both of you.
A winner is yous. A winner is yous.
All right, now we got to talk about some news, and we'll get into Dynamite. First off, WWE and Netflix touting that Raw got off to a strong start.
60 million viewers.
They issued a press release stating that the show averaged 2.6 million households in the U.S. in live and same-day viewing, and that the worldwide number was 4.9 million live plus one views. So that would be 116. So here's the thing, everybody. We're talking households now and not viewers. So households are weird because then you have to determine, well, how many people were actually watching in the household? You know, we're 1.4 people really watching per household. So the number they came up with, the 2.6 million households, would put it 116% higher than the average 2024 household audience of 1.2 million. and higher than any other Raw broadcast in the last 5 years. The event also more than doubled the adult 18 to 49 audience versus last year. I like how they now call it adult 18 to 49. It used to be persons 18 to 49. Now it's adults 18 to 49. So this does not count the adults under the age of 18, of which there would be none because they're not adults yet. But anyway, viewers are defined as the total view hours for the program divided by the runtime.
What?
Nearest proxy for average minute audience at the household level does not include co-viewing. I don't know, who cares what any of this stuff means? And they're happy, they're making their money, whatever. I will say, I don't disbelieve for a second that they had like tons of people tuning in, because if you follow along the thread on our board, I mean, there were a bunch of people that don't watch Raw, haven't watched Raw, have no interest in watching Raw, that decided they were going to watch Raw. Now, granted, it's an odd little viewership group, because they're hardcore viewers that are subscribers. But the gist of it from those that watched for the first time in a long time was that they weren't watching again next week. And we do know, because we've seen it many times. We saw it when WWE moved to Fox. We saw it when AEW debuted. That first episode is always going to have a very, very large viewership that is going to immediately fall off for show two. So I don't think these numbers, I mean, I think these numbers are probably extraordinarily accurate for the U.S. I don't think they will be like this starting next week. So that's the number.
And who knows if we hear about them next week?
Well, if they're bad, we won't.
We'll just hear that they were the number one show on Netflix for a day, which they were this time around, and then they fell to four or whatever, right? Because of the plus one aspect of things. And from how it sounds at the end of the day as well, I think Nielsen for a long time was, what, 1.4 people per household was kind of how they did the number. One equaled 1.4. So it kind of sounds like that's what they're doing in this case anyway, and that's how they're counting things. So it doesn't really matter. Again, in a vacuum, week to week, these things aren't worth talking about in most cases as it is. They're more something you need to gather information on, and then you can take a look at things historically.
This person says it's weird that publicly traded companies can keep stuff like this secret. Actually, it's not.
No.
What the shareholders of a publicly traded company are mostly concerned about is, well, how much money is this thing making? Yep. And they made their money on the Netflix deal. The money is guaranteed. Whether the show does one viewer on Netflix or 10 million viewers, it makes absolutely no difference to the shareholders, because they've already made the money. They're not being paid based on... If they were being paid per viewer, then yes, we would need to hear about it. But they're not. It's irrelevant how many... It's like the WWE Peacock deal. It's like, yeah, what's important is, how much money did the company make for this Peacock deal? Does it matter how many people are watching Mid-South Wrestling on a Tuesday night to follow along with the Brian Avini show? It makes absolutely no difference whatsoever. So those numbers are irrelevant to the shareholders.
It only starts to matter when it becomes a drain. That's when it becomes an issue. And until it becomes a drain, until they find out, some shareholder, they discover the $10 billion we're paying WWE in year four here, like, wait a second. Okay, that's a little bit of a different story, but... No, I mean, that's not the case here in this case. So, as Brian types away here.
Well, I've blocked Lenny, but it makes me sad sometimes, because this guy goes, oh, now Lenny cares about ratings. Well, how it is funny. It is funny how that works, is it not? Mm. New Year's Evil and the NXT show. We're going to need another couple days to find out what actually happened here. So, The Rock was on the show. He was advertised for the show. The show did 957,000 viewers and a 0.25, okay? Now, what we don't know is what this means. Well, what do you mean, you say? Well, here's the thing. So the CW is not a cable channel. It's a network. And in Los Angeles, the main Los Angeles CW affiliate did not air NXT. They aired coverage of the wildfires, okay? So right now, we don't know what this 957,000 means because, in fact, trust me, people watching CW for wildfire coverage, it's going to be miles and miles higher than people watching the CW to see NXT, okay? So there's a decent chance that the 957,000 viewers included a large number of viewers who are watching in that time slot for wildfire coverage. So we are going to know in the next couple of days. Yeah. If it turns out that the 957,000 does not count affiliates that were airing wildfire coverage, then what that tells us is this number should have actually been higher. It's likely this number actually should have been lower. At the end of the day, it doesn't matter. It's 1 week. But, you know, when people go back and go, well, you know, 900, they almost got a million.
For a lot of
this
people
is a number
there,
that probably should be thrown out.
This is akin to Friday Night SmackDown when NFL preseason football comes on and you have local affiliates in big markets airing the football game. Those numbers, we don't talk about them here because we know they're what they are revised down by the time we talk about them the next week. But those numbers get revised down because they go all out of whack for the overnight numbers. So it's something that's a common thing. I don't think it's going to make it very incredibly, but yeah, it is probably going to tick it down a little bit.
Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Are you 50 or older? This news is for you. The CDC now recommends you get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia. Even if you're healthy, your age puts you at risk. People 50 or older are over 6 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia compared to adults 18 to 49. Just one shot can help protect you. Learn more and schedule at VaxAssist.com. That's VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Welcome to Staples.
I am so pumped. My business is going to kill it this year.
Awesome. How can I help?
First, a new computer.
With Staples home and office hot deals, you save big on tech.
And new posters.
Save on custom printing, too.
And
A new chair?
A chair? Who has time to sit?
Maybe all your new clients?
Now you're talking.
With Staples home and office hot deals, you'll find huge savings on custom prints, storage, chairs, and tech. And now save up to $175 off your print order. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for details. Ends 2/1.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Man, I foolishly went into the YouTube chat.
How's that working out for you?
This guy's like, you know, you're hating on this Raw number. Because I told you, or actually, was it the Raw number? Maybe it was the NXT number.
NXT anyway. Number?
Well, the point is this, everybody.
Hating on The Rock?
Hey, listen. It's exactly as fair as to explain that the NXT number is probably artificially inflated due to wildfire coverage as it is to point out that a couple of weeks ago, Collision did a gigantic number that was 90% as a result of a gigantic, monstrous lead-in that started the show at 1.3 million viewers. Mm-hmm. These things are the same thing.
Sort of.
No, they are. It's the same thing. One was a gigantic lead-in, and one was a show getting credit for something else that aired in that time slot.
It's not exactly the same thing. I guess, you know.
No, they're basically, they were both inflated over something that had nothing to do with wrestling.
No, Brian, no. See, what happened
yes,
was
Mike,
that,
yes.
That was a lead-in.
God.
And this one, people were tuning in because it was a local market, and sorry, I just wanted to let you relive memories from
Malachi Black. Oh, boy. Is Malachi going to get mad again?
Probably.
Actually, the fact that he didn't get mad this morning means this is probably true.
There's no angry TikTok message?
Yeah. It appears he is done with AEW. I can't say that 100%, but, you know, they had a weird segment last night. And then, you know, I asked around, and the belief within AEW is he's actually gone this time. So if he ends up not being gone, don't get mad at me about it. I'm just telling you what they believe there. And as Dave noted, he did ask, and it did not get denied. So I guess we'll find out. But the last time they did a weird thing with Malachi, you know, everybody presumed he was leaving, then he got mad. So,
you know what?
We'll see what happens this time.
As a fan and as a viewer, and this is no offense to Malachi Black because I like him, but good. You know, if you're not doing anything, they're not doing anything with you creatively. It sounds like after last night, they have something with Buddy Matthews, which is fine. Brody King, you need killers on that roster. Brody King can be a killer on that roster. I don't see where he fits in. Let him go back to WWE. You got enough talent there. He'll probably be happier with his wife doing something in WWE. So you know what? I think everybody can be a winner in that case, especially the people at home that actually want to see Brody King and Buddy Matthews and Julia Hart, for that matter, not tied down with any other nonsense.
So we didn't get to talk about NXT yesterday, and we got AEW Dynamite to talk about. Luckily, tonight, there is
AVA Dynamite. We can have an AVA
tonight.
Dynamite.
There is a Brian and Vinny show. I'm going to try to get some news in today. There's a Brian and Vinny show tonight where we're going to recap both of these shows.
A lot of coffee.
But I can tell. But there are a couple of notes I will do from either in this truncated review of these shows.
Good word.
Thank you. So first off, yeah, The Rock showed up at NXT in a show with 1,800 people in the building, and the highlight of maybe my lifetime was when The Rock, I almost dropped an F-bomb, The Rock, met with Ava, and he said, man, I just don't know what I'm going to say out there tonight. Do you have any advice for me, Ava? At which point, Ava gave advice to The Rock. And he tried so hard, but he just, it was preposterous. He is not a good enough actor to convince me that he sincerely asked Ava for advice on how to address a crowd.
How about Ava giving it back to him? Do you believe that?
I was dying. Absolutely. Completely dying. But then the irony is he came out and actually he had literally nothing to say.
No, he had a lot to say. It just unfortunately did not pass FCC standards. And the entire thing was, it was a waste of time anyway, because the whole point was having The Rock on there just to be The Rock, because it's The Rock. Have him on NXT. If he's willing to do it, fantastic. But, like, he had nothing to say anyway, so he just went out there and cursed where the entire thing was basically
dropped
cut.
Multiple F-bombs. You can see the entire unedited interview on YouTube if you'd like. But, I mean, the only thing...
He's drinking too much of that tequila.
The only thing of any value that he said was when he said last year, everywhere I went, all I heard was people saying, why are you so mean to Cody? Don't be mean to Cody. He has to finish his story. But 1 year later, he says, I wanted to give my props to Cody. And what did they say? Oh, you can't be nice to Cody. He says, at the end of the day, all of you, I'm 20 steps ahead. So know your role, shut your mouth, and enjoy the ride, he said. I was like, are you kidding me, brother?
In the unedited version, I heard they said...
He said more.
He said Alvarez at the end.
He did not, but oh. I was just dying watching this. And then, on Observer Radio last night, Dave explains that, like, anything can change because The Rock can do whatever he wants, but, like, as of yesterday, it's like there ain't going to be no Rock-Cody feud. It's just not happening. So I don't know what ride I'm going to be taking on, but he did, in fact, blow it off on Netflix, and it's, like, done. So, cool.
Well, to be fair, he also said that Ethan Page had a sweet ass.
Yes, he did. And then he did the rest of the promo and was like a baby face. So, I'm excited to go on this ride, Dwayne. That was that.
According to Paul Heyman, it's just chapter 4, though, or inning number 4, I guess.
Oba Femi also won the NXT title.
Yeah.
I can't wait to talk about this show tonight. God, Ava on this show, brother. Golly. Her father was there. Her father was there, and they still made her out to be so, like, completely incompetent. I mean, completely incompetent.
Well, he comes from the anything can happen in WWE thing. You saw how he talked to Ethan Page there about all the violence going on that he's causing, and he just blew all of that off, too. I mean, come on. You know, why not? Why not? Eddie Thorne is the number one babyface on that roster.
God. She made the dumbest rulings on this show. It was like, it was completely nuts. So then on Dynamite... What do we
Stephanie
have on?
Stephanie Backer's going back to CMLL. She thinks it's better run than what Ava's doing in NXT.
Dynamite had the Will Ospreay defeat of Buddy Matthews, and then the promo about how you don't need that guy anymore. You and Brody can go off on your own, win tag titles, singles titles, and if you need a guy in your corner, I'm your guy.
No more.
And that appeared
time.
To be the end of Malakai. That's what it looked like to me. But I guess we'll find out more. We had the Casino Gauntlet. Which, it was fun and all, but, and I could talk more about this tonight. They're doing this too often. And my biggest issue with it was, like, I like Hobbs. I'm glad he won, but I'm sad he's just going to lose next week.
I know.
And the thing here is, it's not like at this point in AEW, we need a match to determine a number one contender. We have one. His name is Adam Copeland. He is feuding with Jon Moxley. They have a match on the horizon. I don't understand why we need another random championship match on next week's show and why we needed a gauntlet to do it. It's like, why? I get it, okay? And actually, I don't even really get this, but I get it. Everyone's complaining, why hasn't there been a women's gauntlet? Okay, well, now we got a women's gauntlet next week, and the winner... gets a shot at Mariah in Australia. So obviously Tony's going to win. And, you know, the bizarre story they're telling, well, she's a rookie. She'd never get a title shot. So this is the only way for her to get it is to win this casino gauntlet. Okay, you know what? At the end of the day, fine. We've never had one. It's part of a story they're telling. Tony's going to get her shot at Mariah. A big match coming up in Australia. Cool. I got no problem with that. This one, it's like, literally, they did a match to determine Hobbs is getting a title shot next week. And then, two segments later, they have Adam Copeland coming out and doing a big promo hyping up his upcoming match with Jon Moxley. So, like, they're telling you, Moxley is not losing this title to Hobbs. We've got a larger title program. And it was just like, what do we even need this for? So, but they did it, and Hobbs won. And now next week in Cincinnati, he's going to go out there and get beat by Jon Moxley.
Which sucks. Either win the title, or the only thing I can think of here is, I don't know if Takeshita, what the next plan is for him, but one thing you could do is have him kill everybody in the Death Riders who try to attack him during the match. He overcome. He does all of this, and he's got Moxley, and it's Takeshita because of some devious deal or combination with Don Callis, and that they're paying off Don. Because that would at least explain why the Death Riders, as they're starting to tie people in because of the title, why is there no pushback with MVP's group? At least with Don Callis and his evil faction, you can have something there. MJF already went to Don Callis. To me, you could do something like that. And then that way, we can have a feud between Takeshita and Hobbs where both of them maybe can get over more and you can tell that story. I know we've already had a match, but it doesn't matter. To me, that's a good way to have those guys work with each other and become bigger stars and then have Hobbs win at least that title. Because otherwise, this doesn't make any sense. And it's like, oh, well, Hobbs got a title shot. He lost to the champion. He's got no gravity behind him. This is what I was bitching about with the Continental Classic. Because
sorry, Dom.
After he loses this match, what do you move him to in a lateral move? Who is he ready for? Who's ready for him? So at least with Takeshita, that's there. Otherwise, what the hell are you going to do? What's he going to go back to teaming with Mark Davis? What happened to him?
I don't know where Mark Davis is.
Well, there's a lot.
But I do know this. This guy has every right to call himself Cope. And I have every right to call him Adam Copeland. I am not calling him Cope.
Cassius Clay, he's going to.
He did do a great promo, though. He did a great promo for the match with Moxley.
He did.
Yep.
Quiet crowd, but he did. That was a good show last night.
And then Kenny Omega came out for a promo at the end of the show. And Don Callis, I love this. Don Callis comes out to talk to Kenny. And Kenny did not do the deal where, I hate you, but I'm going to stand here and let you just talk for a while. No. This guy came out, and Kenny leaped out of the ring, and he went and pummeled Don Callis, who never takes bumps for anybody.
I love it.
And he's pummeling him, and then, you know, all of the Fletchers and such come out. And this, in fact, does lead to Kenny Omega's first match back in AEW, and it will be against the man who won $100,000 in a very strange match on Collision. Brian Cage. He is now $100,000 richer.
So what was Dave alluding to him buying, like, face paint when he wears that? Is that what he was alluding to last night?
Are you kidding me? Stop. Back in a moment, everybody. Observer Live.
A Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D. Gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands, guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Yes, tonight, it is the Brian and Vinny show. We got all the time in the world to talk this NXT and AEW shows. And it'll be a lot of fun. I got a lot to say about a lot of different things. My voice is fine. My voice is great. But yes, we'll do that. And then tomorrow, I believe I will be here for Fun Friday. Wait, is that tomorrow? Yes, it is.
It is.
These days.
The days of our lives.
Fun Friday will be tomorrow. Maybe we'll try out this new phone gimmick again.
Should have saved where this I can energy get these for tomorrow.
International folks calling in. Unless a robot calls in and breaks it again, which is what happened on the prediction show. Luckily at the end. That's all I would have needed yesterday. If the phones broke at the beginning, I'd had to put poor Dom to work answering those phones.
Was that the TYY or TDY? What do they call that thing? For the hard of hearing phone? Is that what that was?
I don't know.
The relay gimmick?
Well, I've heard the relay gimmick. TTY.
TTY.
Yes. But that'll be coming up tomorrow. And then this weekend, I think Dave and I are going to be up Saturday because he's going to the New Japan show, which is taking place on Saturday night, Battle in the Valley, which is free, by the way, if you have a New Japan World subscription. So you can watch the entire show, njpwworld.com. They got apps as well. So you can check that out coming up on
Chris Charlton, though.
Saturday. No, he's suspended for 2 months. So anyway, we got to wrap it up. After Dark is a one-day thing. It's every Wednesday, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern. But there are replays, so you can look for those on Sports Byline. But that's it, everybody. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.